Islam is a disciplined way of life, a beautiful system which includes laws, limits, and boundaries without neglecting the essence of spirituality. Through it, we organize our lives, paying close attention to certain times and places. Prayer is all about discipline. Like any important deadline in life, the time for prayer must be respected. And to intentionally pray outside of his time is likened to not praying at all. When the call for prayer is made, millions of people can naturally form rows in a matter of seconds in remarkable fashion. It takes precedence over all worldly matters. The appointed imam is then followed throughout the prayer as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, and is not to be contradicted. Whatever he does, everyone else does. Allah looks only at the straight line, and through the rows of people, it is hoped that the hearts will be aligned as well. Not to mention Ramadan, which represents the highest level of spiritual, physical, and emotional discipline. No matter how hungry you are, you're forced to learn self-restraint and hold yourself back, and the clock becomes a glaring do not eat sign. Your entire day is structured in accordance with the times of prayer, and in Ramadan, you know exactly when Fajr and Maghrib are. And what's even more remarkable is that many choose to observe this regimen of fasting even outside of Ramadan, when it's not even compulsory. Think of your zakat as God-given taxes. Except with these taxes, your money solely goes towards the cause of the poor and needy. The calculations, laws, and stipulations governing zakat are precise. Hajj is the greatest display of order in the world. Getting millions of people in such close proximity to dress, move, and worship in such stunning compliance is a testimony to the power of his call. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, was keen on teaching people to be disciplined and respect the law and system in both religious and worldly affairs. He warned that no two people should even travel without one of them being appointed as a leader of the two, and commanded that customs which do not contradict faith should be respected by the believers. Many times we disregard order and discipline, thinking that we are the exceptions to the law. And when we do that, so does everyone else. And I mean everyone. Why am I bringing all of this up? Last Ramadan, I was driving my car on a not-so-busy day. I stopped at every stop sign, even though I sometimes found it pointless to do so. But I'm sick of all of these signs and red lights. I don't see any police anyway. Just as I thought that, I hit a man crossing the road. I didn't even notice him until after I hit him. I panicked. My heart was racing. I jumped out of the car to see what happened to him. I immediately apologized to him and told him I'd get help right away. And as I took my cell phone out to make that call, he insisted that I don't and said it was his fault because he was the one that ran across without looking in both directions and that there was no stop sign or crosswalk for him to be able to do that anyway. And that he was fine and that there was no need for anyone to get in trouble. But I had to hold myself accountable. So I called 911 and I claimed full responsibility. When I think of what happened that day, even though the fine was pretty hefty, I have no regrets for punishing myself. I only regret my recklessness. You know, you might think that that stop sign or red light is pointless, or that you, unlike others, are actually in control when you text and drive. But all of these things are meant to ensure the safety and security of people. And that's part of faith as well. Rasulullah, you taught us to be patient, respectful, and disciplined, to not act in a way that would be detrimental to ourselves or to those around us. No one in your presence felt threatened, and nothing that would be considered good was disregarded by your call.